This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. If you're a person suffering from a mental health crisis in Colorado, you could end up in jail, even if you aren't charged with crime. There are only 5 other states where this is legal. It won't be legal in Colorado for much longer. And some argue that this could unfairly impact rural areas where resources are scarce and the closest hospital, not to mention the closest psychiatric hospital, might be hours away. Our reporter Wyatt Orm looked into what this might mean for the Roaring Fork Valley. The issue at hand is an M1 hold. What is that?
So an M1 hold is basically where someone, due to a mental illness, is a risk to themselves or to others. And it's only a licensed clinician that can make this determination. And it basically says, you know, this person needs treatment. So in June of last year, Governor Hickenlooper vetoed a bill that would have allowed people on M1 holds to stay longer in the emergency room or in the jail. Some rural counties might not have anywhere else to put someone who's suffering in this way, but the state has sort of said, too bad.
Is that happening locally? Are people with mental illnesses ending up in jails?
It's not happening now. I spoke with an official from Pitkin County, as well as a person from Mine Springs. In Garfield County, Eagle, and Pitkin counties, none of the jails keep M1 holds in the jail if they haven't committed a crime. So instead, they go to emergency rooms where they can only stay for 72 hours legally. And so the question then is, where do they go after that, after those 72 hours?
So where do they go?
If a clinician thinks that the M1 designation still applies, then they need to go to a psychiatric hospital. And Colorado has an extreme shortage of psychiatric beds. And this is something that does impact our valley. I mean, Valley View Hospital might do anywhere between 100 or 200 transfers in a given year. That's transfers of M1 patients to a psychiatric hospital. And this means that the hospital is driving people to hospitals all around the state.
Do we have any plans to address the shortage of beds?
So first off, West Springs Hospital in Grand Junction is planning an expansion. They're trying to double the number of beds that they currently have now. So they're raising money. They're trying to get to a total of 64 beds. They're trying to raise about $18 million. They've raised 10. Pitkin County and Garfield County have both promised $50,000. Eagle County has made an initial contribution of $10,000. So there are some plans in the works, but there's still a massive shortage of psychiatric beds.
Okay, Wyatt Orm is our reporter based in Carbondale and covers mental health issues. To hear our extended conversation about M1 holds in the Roaring Fork Valley, check out The Dial, Aspen Public Radio's new podcast. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.